Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. As we discuss impacts on the ocean of climate change and other environmental degradations, it is often difficult to envision the harsh realities of certain actions. Sea level rise, for example, remains a theoretical consequence, visualized by popular films or animations, but hard to perceive and understand just looking at the coming and goings of the tide. But there is one phenomenon that is definitely visible, measurable, and tragically illustrative of how our behavior on land can have catastrophic results in the ocean. The dead zone, large coastal areas that are so polluted, so starved of oxygen that they can no longer sustain any marine life. A study published in the journal Science in August 2008 documented more than 400 such zones, a number that has doubled every 10 years since the 1960s. The cause of this phenomenon is primarily nitrogen-rich nutrients from crop fertilizers that, by way of runoff into streams and rivers, ultimately end up in coastal waters. Scientists attribute dead zones to a process that begins when nitrogen from agricultural runoff and sewage stimulates the growth of photosynthetic plankton, which decays and sinks to the bottom, where they are decomposed by microbes that consume large amounts of oxygen. As oxygen levels drop, most animals that live on the bottom cannot survive. Thus, according to study principal author Dr. Robert J. Diaz from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science at the College of William and Mary, dead zones tend to occur in areas that are historically prime fishing grounds. Seasonally, low oxygen levels wipe out fish, shrimp, crustaceans, and the smaller organisms on which they feed in the bottom waters in places like the Gulf of Mexico, Chesapeake Bay, and the Baltic Sea. Among other places where dead zones have grown in recent years are coastal China and the Kattegat Sea, where the Norway lobster fishery has collapsed. The zones have also cropped up unexpectedly in pockets off the coast of South Carolina and the Pacific Northwest. The dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico in summer 2008 covered a swath nearly the size of Massachusetts. What possibly can be done? According to marine ecologist Robert Howarth of Cornell University, the best way to reverse the phenomenon in the Gulf would be to incentivize the farmers in the upper part of the United States to plant crops like winter wheat, rather than leaving their fields fallow after the fall harvest. Much of the nitrogenous fertilizer that would normally get washed into waterways by spring thaws would instead be absorbed into winter grain crops, a measure, if uniformly implemented, that could all but eliminate the Gulf dead zone, a major first step toward regeneration of degraded marine life. Simple? Only if local agricultural interests can be made to see that such effort benefits not only them, but also other interests beyond their own, to understand that their collective action will also affect the lives and livelihoods of farmers of the sea hundreds of miles south of the American heartland, and change what otherwise will continue to poison the bountiful ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.